For any music critic that released a best of 2014 list before December, they found themselves scrambling to add this one. It's by D'Angelo from an album called Black Messiah. And a few weeks ago, it was one of the sneakiest, stealthiest releases of all time. Nobody saw it coming. We originally asked Stephen Thompson from NPR Music to come talk about the albums he's most looking forward to this year, 2015, but it seems only appropriate that we start with one of the final releases from 2014. Stephen, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So this D'Angelo album has an interesting story behind it because it was supposed to be one of 2015's releases you were anticipating.
Yeah, I mean, we've been anticipating it for something like 15 years.
Yeah.
And then it drops after we're done with all of our year-end coverage. And it's not only is it, oh, it's one more record we have to consider, but it is this massive expanse of a record. It's this very full-blooded, kind of mysterious album. And so as we're thinking about 2015, we're still left scrambling to unpack 2014.
It's weird. It's the album that a lot of us have been waiting for a long time, but isn't it kind of weird to sort of slip it in there? Almost it could be overlooked.
It's
well,
weird.
Like, not, though.
No, this record is not overlooked. I don't think there's too much danger of that. But it is weird when these records come out with no warning, and sometimes if they don't hit the right nerve, they can be very, very quickly forgotten. I mean, everybody forgot that Tom York from Radiohead put out a solo record in the middle of last year just because it didn't connect with anybody, and then it was gone as quickly as it came.
That song is Sugar Daddy from the new D'Angelo album, Black Messiah. Now, let's get back to what we'd planned on doing. Let's talk about some of the big albums you're looking forward to in this new year.
Yeah, well, one of the first records I'm incredibly excited about in 2015 is this record called Strangers to Ourselves from the band Modest Mouse that comes out in March.
Now, Modest Mouse has been going for a while, but they still sound fresh.
Yeah, and this is their first new record in 8 years, their first new studio record of all new material. And I mean, it's not quite as long a gap as the D'Angelo record, but still, you know, our cultural memory is so short nowadays, it's nice to see another artist pick up exactly where it left off. I mean, this is just as jittery and propulsive and nervous and weird as the best Modest Mouse stuff. So I heard this song, Lampshades on Fire, that we're hearing now, and I'm just thrilled. I can't wait to hear the whole record.
That's Modest Mouse with the song Lampshades on Fire. It's taken from their new album, Strangers to Ourselves, which comes out on March 3rd. What do you got next for us, Stephen?
Well, an English singer named Laura Marling.
I'm paying for my mistake. That's okay. I'm in a little pain.
She's still not yet 25 years old, and this is her fifth album. She started recording when she was like 16. Her last record, Once I Was an Eagle, was one of my favorite albums of 2013. And I love the way, album after album, she continues to get more aggressive in her tone, more aggressive in her sound. She started out as this very soft folk singer, and now she is just this destroyer of worlds. And I just absolutely love her. And this record is called Short Movie. It comes out March 24th, and it's electric. She's not usually electric, but it is electric in every way.
I got up in the world today, wondered who it was I could save. Who do you think you are? Just a girl that can't play guitar.
Again, that's Laura Marling. That's the title track to her forthcoming album, Short Movie. I'm talking with Stephen Thompson from NPR Music about some of the albums he's looking forward to in the new year. Stephen, what else you got?
Well, I've got a band from New Jersey called Screaming Females. They've been around for about 10 years. This is their sixth record called Rose Mountain that comes out in February.
You went and put salt in my drink.
their lead singer, Marissa Paternoster, is this very, very tiny woman. We had her play a set at the Tiny Desk in the NPR offices a few years ago. And she's a powerhouse with a voice, you know, just like 100 times the size of her physical presence. And what's interesting to me about this record, it's very slick and massive. It's clearly designed to be this shot across the bow where, like, everybody is going to know about this band in 2015.
Just some great rock and roll. It reminds me of a lot of great female bands that have this, they can be sort of rough and smooth at the same time.
I think rough and smooth is a perfect way to describe it. It still sounds like the band that fans know, but it's very slicked up and polished to be like a radio anthem.
That is the awesome Screaming Females. Their new album comes out on February 24th. It'll be called Rose Mountain. And that song we heard is Empty Head. Stephen, we have time for just one more. You got a lot to choose from, though.
God, there are so many. I mean, there's a new Dan Deacon, Decemberists, Belle and Sebastian, Slater Kinney. I mean, there are all these amazing bands putting out records in the beginning of 2015. The one that I thought I would highlight is a band from New York, this really charismatic band called The Lone Bellow. Their sound, to me, particularly this song, is just right out of like the Van Morrison playbook. It's just right down the middle, hits this perfect sweet spot. The album and the song are called Then Came the Morning. Like the flood from the storm that you cut from my heart. Take the dawn with you when you leave. Wash my hands of all this broken me. Never forget.
Nice big sound. There's definitely a retro feel there, too.
Yeah, it could be from a bunch of different eras, and I always love that. I mean, it's a timeless song. Even though we're talking about a very specific point in music history, I feel like it belongs to many of them at once.
One more time, that's The Lone Bellow with a title song from their new album, Then Came the Morning. That's coming out on January 27th. If you want to longer listen to any of those tracks, go to our website, nprmusic.org. Stephen Thompson has been our guide. Stephen, this was great. Thank you.
Thank you, Arun.